tired of having nightmares 24/7.
That's when she made this video.
The state attorney of Florida doesn't want to prosecute the 23-year-old man that's raped me and drugged me.
The state attorney's office declined our request for an interview, but these court documents show exactly why the case is closed. The prosecutor concluded that the pair had consensual sex, and though Crystal was only 15 at the time, she was a mere 1 month from turning 16, at which time it would be legal to give consent. We went to the Orange County Correctional Center to interview Casey Munling, where he was being held on burglary and drug charges. At first, he agreed to the interview, but then backed out, though he did tell us he did nothing wrong. He's now out of jail and on probation.
I'm tired of being scared.
We showed Crystal's video to Trudy Novicki, a former prosecutor who now runs a center for sexually abused children in Miami.
I think this is almost so obvious, it's laughable as that's a cry for help.
While research shows a stunning 1 in 4 girls under the age of 18 reports being sexually abused, Novicki says cases rarely go to trial, leaving many young girls feeling the courts let them down.
She's talking to a camera, and that's all she has to help her. That's a pretty sad situation. The only thing she can envision help being is to put who she sees as the bad man in jail. There are a lot of other alternatives, is what I'm saying to you. There is a whole system that has got to grab these children.
Crystal now lives with her father, trying to recapture the childhood she never had. She says she doesn't regret making the video and sharing her story. All she wanted was someone to listen.
I just want someone to know, please.
Once again, the case against Casey Munling was dropped, and he insists even though he did have sex with Crystal, he did not break any laws. As for Crystal, she tells us starting next week, she will be meeting with a counselor.
You know, I agree with what the lady said in your pack, that this is a cry for help. You'd like her to talk to mom and dad, but she didn't go there. I mean, what do experts say? How dangerous is it for a young girl like this to bare her soul on YouTube?
Well, it's really dangerous. Just think about it. I mean, these girls are showing their vulnerabilities to the world, and they could become the target for other criminals or other predators who are out there. Also, they may be finding themselves getting unreliable advice when really they should be getting help from a trained counselor. So we linked a secured chat room where sex abuse victims can safely talk about their experiences, that and so much more right now on CNN.com.
That's good. Abby Bedrow, thanks for your time.